Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching today is entitled, Trust in the Lord Always.
This morning, as we continue through this first week of Lent, I'm going to read a short verse or two from each of our readings. First, from the Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah." The word of the Lord. And then from our first reading, from the book of the prophet Jonah, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, set out for the great city of Nineveh, and announced to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding, announcing 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. The word of the Lord. We continue to live in tumultuous times. We are not yet through the pandemic, and war breaks out in Europe. Incredible aggression against a people in Ukraine. What are we to make of all this? Our readings for today may be of some help. Actually, I very much like these particular readings, the story of the prophet Jonah. What is being said to us in the gospel is that we ought not seek signs. How will this all turn out? Where are you in all of this, O Lord? What might become of these people? How are we to know, and what am I to do? We ought not seek signs other than that of the prophet Jonah. If, according to Jesus, that's the only sign we're given, it certainly is worthwhile for us to ponder it. And what is the sign of Jonah, who resisted at first his prophetic vocation, then reluctantly accepted it, to go and preach the word of the God of Israel, a rather puny nation, in a foreign land, the great city of Nineveh, and to tell them that God intends to destroy their city? No wonder Jonah did not want to go. But that's not the primary reason Jonah did not want to go. Because as that story of Jonah ends in the very last chapter of the book, a very short book if you wish to read it, he realizes that God will not destroy the city of Nineveh, that God is a God of mercy and compassion. Jonah, moaning in the end, pouting, says, "I knew that this is what would happen, Lord, that you would forgive the Ninevites, not destroy the city, and I would look like a fool." In other words, what Jonah knew in that preaching to the Ninevites that God would destroy the city, unless, of course, they repented, which they did, that God would not destroy it, because God is a God of compassion. After the resurrection, of course, the sign of Jonah gets interpreted as 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, the big fish, showing in a way the 3 days and nights that Jesus spent between Good Friday and the resurrection. But when Jesus preached, what the people at that time thought of the prophet Jonah, when Jesus, before he died and was raised from the dead, spoke about the sign of Jonah, what the sign meant was the story of a prophet who knew God and knew that God was compassionate. That's the sign we're left with. We are invited to trust in God, to believe in God, not to expect answers. How long will the war go on? When or how will the Ukrainians be defeated? And if so, how long will that oppression last? How long did it last in the Soviet Union? Or how long before apartheid fell in South Africa? And will it collapse? We do not have answers to the questions about which we agonize. Even in our own personal lives, whatever struggles we face, whatever challenges of health, physical or mental, we don't ordinarily have the answers, but we are invited by the Lord to believe, to trust, and to know that God is a God of compassion and that God is with us. And therefore, as we continue through these tumultuous times, let us turn to the Lord. The response to our psalm today is a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. So let us turn to the Lord and say, I trust in you. I trust in the Lord always. And with confidence, place things in God's hands and continue to pray for our world. God bless you.